Energy.
Ja, yeah, das ist so, wie wir like it.
Yeah, Ash mit Cocoon auf Flux FM. Am Abend spielen die Irren Iren im schönen Lido. Jetzt ist der Frontmann der Kapelle bei mir im Studio. Wir quatschen ein bisschen über die Show heute Abend, die ja der vor 20 Jahren erschienenen zweiten Ash-Platte 1977 gewidmet ist. Die Scheibe, mit der der Band der Durchbruch gelang, sie wird heute in voller Länge nochmal präsentiert. Und was dieser genaue Blick zurück auf die eigene Vergangenheit mit den Mitgliedern der Band macht und ob man sich von den alten Songs zu neuer Musik inspirieren lässt, das alles und noch viel mehr verrät mir Tim Wheeler. Hello.
Hey, good to be here.
Yeah, good to have you. We were afraid that you wouldn't make it because you kind of got lost, but now you're here. That's great.
Yeah, I emerged.
cool. So how are you doing today? Where are you coming from?
We were in Hamburg on Monday night. Mm-hmm. We traveled down here last night, actually. Mm-hmm. And we had a big night partying.
Okay.
Because it's a 20th anniversary tour. So,
sure.
And in Hamburg, our old record label, Edel Records from 1996, you know, the people came down.
And, oh, wow.
And people who worked with us for maybe 5 or 6 years. So we had a lot of drinks.
So the Hamburg show did escalate a little bit.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, there was even like, you know, birthday cake and everything.
Okay, yeah. Cool. A birthday cake for the record, or did somebody in the band have?
No,
a
just for the record. Yeah.
Okay, cool. It's a crazy thing that it's been 20 years.
Oh, it doesn't make sense.
Put out that album.
No,
and it still sounds fresh. We're going to be listening to two songs from the album in a few minutes. And how does it feel to you? It must feel like time traveling a little bit, right?
Yeah, like, well,
as long as you don't look into the mirror.
Yeah,
it
exactly.
It must feel like being back in the 90s.
It really does. Yeah, so I think half of a record we play all the time, you know, there's a bunch of hit singles on there that people expect us to play, but it's kind of cool going back to the tracks that we don't play very, very often, and they're still good, so that's pretty amazing, because we made the record when we were kids, like we were 18, 19 years old.
Yeah,
actually we just turned 19 when we were recording it, so... Yeah. Yeah, flashbacks.
Does that lead to some epiphany-like moments? Because I can really imagine that if you look back to some of those songs that you haven't played for a while, and then you play the record in its entirety, and you kind of like get in contact with your younger self once again, and probably you go like, "Oh, this is the way I thought back then, and this is the way I wrote, and this is the way I played the guitar."
Yeah.
And some of these things weren't bad. I was young and naive, but maybe I have to get back to some of that or something. Do you have things like that?
I think, there's some elements of, like, simplicity that, you know, are really good about it.
Sure.
You know, and even just, like, where I pitch my vocals, I used to pitch them, like, lower. As I sort of kept going, I was able to sing higher, so I started making songs a bit higher. But I kind of like my voice down there, so I'm kind of going back to that. Things like that, and then there are a bunch of also musical things where I go, like, why did we do that? And I just don't know what the thinking was behind some of the decisions, but I like it, you know.
That's good, though. Yeah. Because so many artists, they look back at their older records and they don't like them anymore at all.
Yeah,
and they like feel like ashamed or something. You're like, oh, I was such an idiot back then.
Oh, thank goodness. Yeah.
But you've done well. I mean, you're still in love with the old material, and I think you're right, because it is still great stuff that you've recorded back then.
I enjoy the sound of it as well. Like, the producer was really good. He was the guy who did the Oasis records, this guy Owen Morris. And he was a maniac, and I also, you know, I love how he made that record sound, and I'm like, I don't think we can quite ever capture that particular sound ever again.
No, you don't have to.
Yeah.
But maybe there's the one or the other inspiration in there, hidden in there, that you can use for upcoming material.
Yeah, definitely.
Because what I liked about the song that we've just listened to, and what I liked about the Kablamo album, is that it was in touch with the old school Ash music, you know? It was like, one could
feel the
old school energy, and then the sound, it was a guitar record.
Thank you. Yeah.
Not enough, or not too many synthesizers or organs on there. It was a straight guitar record, and I really
wanted to make a record that we could play live and just would sound great. Mm. Kind of the same as a record, you know, when you play it live. So that's what we went for. Yeah.
What I love about your band is the ability to adapt and to react to changing situations in the music industry and stuff.
Thanks.
I mean, you guys have stopped putting out LPs and you went for the singles, a single a month.
Yeah,
idea.
Or every 2 weeks.
Or every 2 weeks. Yeah, right. And that was a brilliant idea. And that was super new school back then.
Yeah.
But then in between times, the vinyl revival happened. And so you guys went like, okay, we can go back into the studio and do LPs again. I really like that. How important is the ability to react to new situations when you have a band in 2016?
Well, yeah, it was strange. I think, you know, that sort of adaptation of like getting out of being in a, you know, having our own label, sort of going from being a band on a major label to just doing our own thing. That was quite difficult because, it was like a lot of uncertainty. And it used to be in the old days, if you didn't have a record deal, sure, your fucked. Career was done. Yeah. So it's really cool that now, you know, it's just taken a while to get our heads around it being different. And it was exciting to break away and do like just singles, because that was, we'd done a lot of albums at that point, and it was our kind of way of making things fresh again.
Yeah.
But yeah, people are kind of doing that now as well. You know, to some artists, I think like someone like Calvin Harris, he says he's just going to put out singles from now on. But so I think we're a little bit ahead of the time.
Yeah, that's good. Because so many bands, if their whole back catalog, or if all the people that work with them are gone, and the big label is not there anymore, they're kind of desperate, and they're like, oh, I don't know how to work with this situation. But you obviously found out a way to just keep on going.
We got our own studio. That was that was a big part of it. So that sort of got us through those 10 years, and now we can just continue. It's been really cool.
Yeah, but it's interesting because the infrastructure has changed a lot, or it's not even there anymore.
Yeah,
maybe.
You have to be real survivors.
Yeah,
but I think good things come to people who stay committed and focused.
That's true. That's true. And that's something that I really fear when I talk to younger brands as well. Here, the music. If they have music, they feel that must be put out. It's gonna be working. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's not too many bands anymore with mediocre stuff. That you know you have to be.
Yeah, you have to really love it to be a musician. Yeah, these days.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's what I wanted to say. Let's listen to one of the many hits from the album 1977. Wir hören Ash mit Girl from Mars. Quatschen dann noch ein bisschen weiter und verlosen Tickets für die Show heute Abend im Lido. Ash! Miss Girl from Mars. What a huge song it is. Wow. Well, tonight's show is going to be about that record, right? It's the 20th anniversary of the 1977 record. Yeah. So you're going to play the record in its entire length.
Yeah, right from the start of the show. The first 12 songs is the album in sequence. Cool. It's cool. You know, breaking away from... like a live show, you never would structure it the same way you structure an album. So it's quite different to how we would do things. And it's cool because of that. It's kind of got nice ebbs and flows.
Yeah, cool. You put together the set list quite well back in 1996.
Yeah, that actually works.
That's good. Another thing.
I am so glad, you know.
It must be such a rewarding feeling to look back at your own stuff and be like, it works. The playlist works. Yeah. The songs work.
Yeah.
And I've done that 20 years ago. And I'm still going.
When we were kids.
You must be really proud. And you should be really proud.
Thank you.
You were born and raised in Ireland, but you have lived in New York City now for years, I think,
like,
right?
2005, we moved there. Yeah.
Oh, right. So it's been 11 years in New York City.
Yeah.
How surprised were you when Donald Trump was elected?
Oh, completely shocked.
Because I think in New York, nobody thought of it. For him. Yeah, I think in the more rural areas, probably. Yeah. They were like, I actually voted for Trump. I'm going to tell you the truth now.
Oh, it's terrifying. He's just such a wild wild card. Who knows what kind of crazy shit's going to happen for next while. But New York's its own kind of little island. So
I think so too. I think not too many things are going to change in New York
City. Maybe not so much in New York, but you worry about the effects for the climate and the effects for foreign policy. And I guess it's been cool how much liberal kind of changes have happened in the last 8 years or something. So I hope things aren't reversed too much.
The thing is, when you look back at 2016 and the election of Trump and stuff, and if you try to retell the year 2016 in 3 minutes or something, it feels like the intro to a horror movie.
And if at the end of last year, you told us, okay, this shit is going to happen in next year, you would go, no way.
It's impossible.
Cool.
So what can people expect from tonight's show? You're going to play the entire LP. You going to play the hidden track where you're drunk as well?
Well, we sometimes...
That would be cool.
We threatened to
get off the stage for 10 minutes, do nothing, and then come back with a hidden track.
We should have a little camera backstage.
Where you drink.
If anyone doesn't know what our hidden track is on the album, it involves quite a bit of puking.
Yeah.
So, yes, our fans are... We sort of threatened to do it live on stage, and then people are like, no, it's okay. We don't need to hear that one.
Well, that's like modern theater, though. Yeah. No puking on stage and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, some German directors, they're in love with that
shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe tonight's the night. But we have like some other sort of tracks from the 90s that we quite enjoy playing, like stuff from our mini album Trailer and sort of like some B-sides from that time. And then there's like a few sort of, if people enjoy it, we got plenty of good songs for the encore as well, some other hits. So.
Yeah. When you were touring with We Are Scientists in 2015, there were a lot of cover versions.
Yeah.
Do you have anything planned for tonight as well?
There's like an ABBA song we might do.
No! Yippee!
Yeah.
My Swedish friends.
Yeah, I love those guys. We used to cover them back in the day, and you know, it's good fun to play because people are just like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And we sometimes play this excerpt of music from the Star Wars, from the scene in the cantina where the alien band plays. So we did a B-side of that in the 90s. So we like to play a bit of that.
You're huge Star Wars fans, right? Yeah, cool. Yeah. So you've just mentioned when the music was on that you're working on new material.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
How far are you with that? Is it inspired by the 1977 tour a bit? Or
a little bit, yeah. I think, certainly brought us back to, sort of simplifying things and... Mm-hmm. We're excited. Like, the record's almost written, I guess, but we're going to record it soon. And it is diverse. You know, there's definitely some real punky stuff on there. Mm-hmm. A lot of guitar.
Because when I read about Kablamo once again, you were really proud of the fact that it's a guitar album. But then you already mentioned back then, last year,
that
new songs might feature some synthesizers or organs again.
Yeah, let me... There's not so much actually on the new album. Okay. Yeah, now that I think about it.
Okay, so as long as you lie to the other journalists, it's exactly, no problem for me.
No, there's only like two or three songs have some little keyboard bits.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Cool. Yeah, and you're having plans to record that in the beginning of next year?
Yeah.
Okay,
so
cool.
I expect it. I think like we'll probably be sitting here again in a year's time, hopefully, if you'll have us back.
Yeah.
With a new record.
Yeah, cool. You have to come back.
Yeah.
So now you're looking forward to Christmas time and stuff?
Yeah.
Because I've read that you're into Christmas music. You're a lover of Christmas music as well.
Yeah, I made a solo, a duo album with my ex-girlfriend, Emmy the Great. We made a Christmas record. So it's nice. Like, as soon as 1st of December comes around every year, I start getting like tweets or Instagrams of people like are getting out the Christmas album again.
Yes,
so
nice.
You know, we kind of forget about it for the whole rest of the year. And then it's like, oh yeah, I'm one of these criminal people who has made a Christmas record.
You're not Wham, though.
Yeah, we're not Wham.
As long as you don't cover Last Christmas during December tours, everything's going to be fine.
Okay,
So I want to thank you for visiting.
Thank you so much for having me.
Say hi to the other guys.
Yeah, we'll do.
And
we'll
talk again in the end of 2017.
Okay, I look forward to seeing
that. Present the new ass album then. That's going to be great.
Okay. Oh, thank you so much. See you soon.
De nada, compadre. Let me just give away some last tickets for tonight.
Oh.
030-2000-9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. 030-2000-9000. Wir verlosen Tickets für die Show von Ash heute Abend im Lido. Jasmin Kröger nimmt eure Anrufe entgegen unter der 030-2000-9000. Tim, thanks again. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Love you guys.